A St. Albert athlete has just become a world Brazilian jiu-jitsu champion. Luke Harris, 46, beat martial arts legend Roberto Godoy in the black belt super heavyweight master 4-level, 45-49 age bracket title bout of the World Masters Championships on September 1 in Las Vegas. Over 10,000 competitors gathered in the massive Las Vegas Convention Center over the 4 days of the International Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Federation, IBJJF, event. And for every person competing in the 4-day event, there were another 5 in the building to watch. Harris dominated his competition, taking most of his bouts with submission holds, a toe hold, ankle lock, reverse triangle and wrist lock. The real fighting match was in the final, where Harris faced Godoy, a famous Brazilian 10-time world champion. They were well matched. Godoy was winning at first, but by the end of the match they were even in points, so it went to the referee's decision. We had 500 people there feet and cheering really loud. It was an exciting time, Harris recalled. Hughes came back for the win in a unanimous decision from the 3 refs. The bout was unique, as most observers at the tournament had never seen Godoy lose. Someone from Canada winning the World Championships was a pretty big deal in the jiu-jitsu community, Harris said. Local roots. Harris grew up in St. Albert, graduating from St. Albert High School. Always athletic, he was active with the rugby club. He started judo at age 8, going on to compete on the Canadian national team, before transitioning to MMA, mixed martial arts. He has competed on the professional level for 10 years, and has appeared on the Ultimate Fighter show. He is now the co-owner of the Hayabusa Training Center, along with his wife Amy. The couple started Hayabusa 15 years ago in St. Albert. Harris runs an international tournament, True North Grappling, which is set this year for September 30. He also has a clothing line of fightwear he founded 16 years ago. Amy Harris, who runs the gym with Luke, has a brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and a black belt in Judo. The couple's 2 daughters train and compete as well. It's a lot of fun because we all compete with this stuff, Luke Harris said. We travel, we train. It's a great lifestyle. Jiu-Jitsu is a martial art, mostly fighting on the ground. The objective is to get a submission on your opponent where they tap out, or fighters can win the 5-minute match on points. Willingness to learn is one of the most important prerequisites, Harris said. He said the benefits of jiu-jitsu include things like fitness, self-defense, and increased confidence. The nice thing is you can do this at pretty much any age, he said. You can come out, compete, exercise. A couple of these guys are 65 years old, he said. Overall, it's a very fun way to socialize, he said, gesturing to the fighters of all ages working out on a large floor padded with red and black squares. People are starting with 0 experience, he said. You don't need a background in another martial art. We have people training at the recreational level who are simply doing this for fitness. Some train just for self-defense, and they're not interested in competing. The 5,000-square-foot Hayabusa Training Center in Campbell Park is the 4th location in St. Albert for his company. The gym offers parent and tot classes, then classes sorted by age groupings until 15, when they generally transition to adult classes. The center has visitors from around the world stopping by to visit, and train lots of police, firefighters and military, Harris said. He said he has a deep attachment to his hometown. It's the people over everything, the sense of community, the farmers market, the schools, the parks. It's well kept, he said. We love being part of St. Albert. It's an incredible community. Harris' calling may seem a long way from his educational roots. Harris went to school in landscape architecture, after stints at Grant McEwen and Nate, and graduating from the University of Guelph, he earned his master's degree from Penn State. But he still applies the benefits of that education to his chosen field. I'd say a lot of the processes I've learned in school are translated over to running my own business, he said, encouraging young people to get formal training even if they're unsure of their ultimate career goals. "Just start," he said. "The school teaches you the process, it teaches you systems for learning.